Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Myra and Brooke with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's palm cockatoo has been stated as near threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature Red List. The North Queensland-based cockatoo is mostly black in colour and is known for its curved beak and distinct patch of red on its face. Australian Conservation Foundation's nature campaigner Peter Bulling says the bird is famous for using sticks to drum on the outside of nesting hollows. The IUCN Red List provides guidance and information into future conservation and funding projects.
The Queensland Family and Child Commission investigates the issue of children being held in for extended periods in Queensland watch houses. The review shows youth detention centres have been operating at or above safe capacity over the last 2 years. It also says watch houses are intended for short stay periods since they are not equipped with facilities suitable for overnight accommodation or longer. It goes on to comment that in Queensland, young people have been returned back to watch houses after appearances in court, which is not the case in other jurisdictions. Recommendations include establishing a single accountability point for regular reporting, better and more detailed reporting by Youth Justice and QPS, and a collaborative action plan to reduce the length of time young people spend in watch houses and in unsentenced custody. The report says the government widely has not addressed the issue, noting the lack of specific accountability and transparency for young people and their rights during holding.
In national news, up to 220 Indonesians could be compensated over wrongful detention as minors. Between 2010 and 2012, a number of Indonesian children were detained and prosecuted as adult people smugglers. The federal police and Australian courts used inaccurate techniques of identifying age in X-rays to determine the age of children. Birth dates provided by the children are reported to have been altered. Children as young as 12 were detained in adult maximum security prisons in WA. The class action began with 122 victims. There are now a possible 220 victims. The Australian government agreed to pay $27 million to settle the case, which is pending approval by the federal court.
Australian Treasurer Jim Chalmers is currently answering questions about the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook released today. The MYEFO shows a $12.8 billion improvement over the original May budget, leaving the government with a $1.1 billion deficit. Chalmers says the government is in striking distance of a second surplus following the one achieved last year, calling the MYEFO deliberately conservative. Chalmers continues to defend the Albanese government's decision to retain the coalition stage 3 tax cuts going into effect next year, saying that his tax reform priorities are elsewhere, citing cost of living changes in this document and others.
In international news, US President Joe Biden announces $200 million in extra aid for Ukraine. Biden and President Zelensky held a press conference today announcing the emergency aid. The Department of Defense will draw down emergency aid for Ukraine. Zelensky visited Washington to discuss the ongoing war with Russia.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.